The 100th Psalm tonight, if you have your place, you can stand with and honor the reading of God's Word. The 100th Psalm. We do appreciate the Lord. The psalmist says, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter in His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations." Amen. I want to preach tonight for just a moment. I'll try not to be too long, but I want to preach on this thought, a joyful experience. Amen. A joyful experience. Don't you know what it's going to be like when we get over in heaven? I was thinking, you'd sing them songs tonight. One of these days, in a little while, we'll let go of this old life which we live with its letdowns and its drudgery. But praise God, one of these days, we're going to take up that newness of life in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to go to see Him, praise God, and be with Him where He is. One day, in a little while, glory to God, are we going to see those that's already passed on, those that went on the cross and made that crossing. Amen. They're standing over in glory tonight. Amen. With great expectations for me and you. And boy, we ought to have an expectation in just a little while of seeing them. And boy, what a time that's going to be. Amen. Can you think about those loved ones that went on? Amen. When they done made the cross and praise God, and they're in the presence of God. I believe the psalmist here, he was looking at the past. And I believe he was looking at the future as he began to speak to our hearts. And he began to tell us to just make a joyful noise. Just lift up our voices and say, praise be to God for all the good things, the many blessings that He gives us, and the help and the hope, praise God, that He gives, has for us, and He gives to us every day. We can never thank Him enough. If we started a long time ago, praise God, we still never catch up to thanking Him for the mercy and the grace that He has administered to us. So we need to come, praise God, recognizing a joyful experience. Amen. A joyful in what we know about God. Look what He says in verse 3. He said, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God." Amen. We ought to be joyful in knowledge. Amen. We ought to be joyful in the knowledge, praise God, that He is God tonight. And besides Him, there's no other. He's the only, praise God, true and living God. He's the only one that can help us tonight and do for us, glory be God, what we need for Him to do in these last days. We're living in perilous times. They're upon us. We see things happening in diverse places. But praise be to God, He's a God of glory that's in charge of it all. Amen. And they ain't none of this taking Him by surprise. He's not a ring in His hand. But praise God, He's God Almighty. Amen. Omniscient, all that He knows. Praise God, He's up there taking care of business for me and you tonight. Amen. So we are to be joyful in the Lord. Amen. We are to be joyful in God, the Lord God of glory, because He is God tonight. The Lord Jehovah, praise God, is our God. Now, there may be a lot of other little old gods around here, praise God, but He's not my God. Amen. They may be chasing after Allah tonight, but Allah's not my God. I don't worship the moons and the stars, praise God. I worship a true and living God, praise the Lord, that's sitting at the throne of grace, amen, tonight, to make intercession for me and you. Amen. Amen. The good Lord God, amen, of glory tonight. Praise God, it's ever present in the hearts and minds, ever thinking about me and you tonight, ever there to give us that we need, praise God, when we don't even know what to ask for. Have you ever been to a place in your life you just don't even know what to ask for? And you just bow your head and say, "Oh Lord, oh me." And praise God, God just blesses you on purpose because He can. Amen. Praise God, that's the kind of God we're serving. He is God tonight. Amen. Praise God. He's a God in whom we trust. Amen. He's the one that we trust. There ain't no other we can trust in. If we put our trust in anything else, sooner or later it'll let us down. I put my trust in men before, but you know what? Sooner or later they've let me down. There's been people that's made me promise. Sooner or later, they couldn't keep their promise. But I want to say I'm serving a God today that is God Almighty, praise God, and He's never broke a promise that He's made. praise God, I take this blessed old book and I begin to look at it and I begin to glean out of it. And praise God, hey, there's nothing He's ever said that He couldn't do tonight. Amen. I'm glad I'm serving a God like that who's able to tell me what He means and what He expects from me and what He's got for me and pray God to fulfill that He's promised. Amen. Amen. That's the kind of God I'm serving tonight. Praise the Lord. And it's a joyful experience just to know Him. Pray God. That's whom I'm serving. Praise God. That's who I'm trusting tonight. Pray God with my all in all. Amen. If I die and go out of here, praise God, I'm going to go all the way of trusting the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to trust Him all the way to the end of the way. Because He promised He'd be there. Now notice what He said. Praise God. He said He was there. Amen. He's the one that made the whole universe. He said, it is He that hath made us. Amen. Not only did He make the universe, but praise God, He made me and you. God created us. Praise the Lord. Amen. He created man in likeness of His image. Amen. And He put them in the garden. Amen. Now let me just say this. He created our forefather Adam and Eve in the likeness of God. Amen. They were sinless. Hey, didn't He create them sinless? And He put them in the garden? But praise God, and now we're created in likeness of sinful flesh. Because our forefathers let us down. Amen. But I want to say tonight, praise God, God will never let us down. If our forefathers would have listened to God, He'd have never let them down. These people that's being let down tonight because we won't listen to God. We won't recognize God, praise God, because we won't realize and have the knowledge of God. But I say, praise God tonight, the knowledge of God is a joyful thing. These people all over the world tonight that's miserable because they don't have the knowledge of God. Amen. They don't have no hope. They don't have no help. They don't have no encourager. And when the discourager comes along, he just swoops them away. But praise God tonight, if we know the true and the living God, and know that He created us, praise God. He said, it is He that hath made us and not ourselves. Amen. We're not self-made. Amen. God made us. And if God made us, praise God, if we ought to just let Him continue working on us till He gets it right. Amen. If we just let Him keep on, praise God, and just trust Him, praise God, have a knowledge of Him, that who He is, praise God, He knows what we need. Amen. I'm glad tonight, Brother Bill, He knows where the rough edges are. Amen. And Brother Rex said, He puts you on the potter's wheel, praise God, and He knocks them off, praise God, in the potter's hands. Amen. Just a little at a time. Glory be to God, a joyful experience. Amen. I like it when God takes those rough edges off. Amen. I like it when He hones me, man. Makes me just a little bit better than I was yesterday. Amen. Glory to God. What a blessing is a joyful experience. Knowing who He is. Knowing He is a creator. Praise God. Amen. That He made us. Praise the Lord. And that we are His. Amen. He made us, and if He made us, if I make something, then it's mine. Amen? Hey, and in order to keep it, I'll put a patent on it. That's what God done, praise God. He created, He made, and He put a patent on us. Amen? What you say, well, preacher, how do you know that? Because, praise God, there ain't no other industry in the world, praise God, that's making me and you. Amen? Praise God. Hey, there's a good God of glory, amen. And we ought to rejoice and experience, praise God, of being made by God. Amen. 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 So whenever He goes to mold us a little bit, He don't do it to hurt us. He does it to help us. Fine-tuning us, praise God, like a glorious instrument. Amen. Praise God, make it where we play right. Glory be to God. When we get out, we play right. Make it where we sound right. Make it where we act right. Glory to God. That's what He does. It ain't a begrudge. It ain't something hard. Praise God to be a child of God. It's a joy, the experience. Amen. It's a joyful experience being a child of God. That's His holy name. It's a joyful experience. Amen. Regarding our character. In Ephesians chapter 2 and 10, He said, we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Amen. Praise God, we're in the potter's hands. He said, praise God, everything that He does to us is for His glory. Amen. When we get to realize and praise God and the knowledge of God, who He is, and it's just a joyful experience to be in the hand of the magnificent one, praise God, we begin to have a different character. Amen? He begins to regard our character. He begins to work on us. He begins to make us. Amen. But not only regarding our character, regarding our safety and provision. Amen. He says it. He teaches us, treats us like we're sheep of His pasture. Amen. When He goes to calling up me and you, praise God, sheep of His pasture, you know what that means? That means, praise God, you're no longer responsible for yourself. He takes full responsibility. Amen. So what we do is as sheep in His pasture, praise God, we just become humbly submissive unto Him. Realize and praise God tonight that the shepherd knows best. Amen. So He begins to direct us. Let me just show you that. Look over in John chapter 10. If I can find it right quick. John chapter 10, verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them. And watch this. John chapter 10, verse 27. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they what? Follow me. Imagine that. Amen. He said that. He said, I know them. He said, in other words, praise God, if you're one of the ones in His pasture, praise the Lord, He knows you. Amen. Specifically. Got a name for calls you by name. Amen. He said, I know them and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life. Amen. And they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my pasture. Amen. He said, you'll never take them out of my hand. Praise God. Hey, glory. He said, hey, it's a joyful experience to be a child of the King. Amen. Glory to God. Boy, we ever get a hold of this, we'll take a running fit. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. We'll get a smile on our face so big. Ajax won't take it off. Amen. Praise God. We're children of His pasture. We're in His hand. Nobody pluck you out of His hand. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hey, it just keeps getting better. Amen. He said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. But notice what the shepherd says. The shepherd, the chief shepherd, the master shepherd. He said, I and my Father are one. Amen. Amen. Praise God. He said, we've got a joint commitment. Praise God to you. He said, me and my Father are one. And the first thing, praise God, it takes priority is the sheep. Amen. Amen. How do you know that, preacher? Because that's what a good shepherd does. Praise God. He focuses on the sheep. Amen. I'm talking about a joyful experience in the Lord tonight. Amen. Bless His holy name. The sheep, He said, we're the sheep of His pasture. What a joyful experience. I want to say it's also a joyful experience in serving the Lord. Amen. He said we can serve the Lord with gladness. You say, well, how can you do that, preacher? We're living in a discouraging world. There's turmoil all around us. Praise God. Yeah, but we're in the hand of the shepherd. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. The shepherd's pasture. Amen. And praise God. Guess who's guarding the pasture? Amen. Praise be to God. When we put our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He becomes that one. He said, hey, listen. He said, serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. We can. Praise God. It's a joyful experience, amen, whenever we serve the Lord with gladness. Amen. Amen. But I think a lot of times us Baptists, we serve the Lord with sadness and whining. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we do. We serve the Lord with sadness. We serve the Lord with whining. Oh my goodness, that didn't go good. What are we going to do now? See, that's where we mess up. We ought to say, Lord, what are we going to do to fix this? Amen. Praise God. Hey, the pastors are looking cloudy. Amen. He said, we just need to serve Him with gladness. You know what He's saying here? He said, just because we can. Live for the Lord, serve the Lord, be glad in the Lord. Amen. Be glad, you hear that? Not sad. Be glad in the Lord. Amen. Ask God to take away all the stuff that confounds you, your mind and your body. Praise God. Cast it as far as the east is from the west, not to be remembered no more, and just shout the glory all the way to the house. Amen. That's what we got to do. Hey, praise God, get rid of it. Amen. Brother Ben said, shake it off, praise God. Amen. Shake it off the arms of the Lord, Lord God. Let Him carry it for you. Amen. He said, hey, if we take it, He said, take His yoke upon you. He said, His yoke is light, praise God. His burden's light. Amen. He said, I'll take yours, you take mine. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. Amen. Serving the Lord with gladness. Amen. Joyful service. Amen. So, joyful service comes from servants that are holy. Amen. He said, be ye holy for I am holy. Amen. He said, it's taking that commitment to the Lord. He said, we can serve the Lord gladly, praise the Lord, when we become humble, servant, obedient to our master. Amen. Because then we fall into a category of where we're right-minded. Amen. We need to be right-minded. I'm afraid the world's not right-minded. Our minds are chasing everything in the world. And they so seldom think about God. But praise God, He said, when we get to thinking holy things, and when we get to focusing on holy things, we get over there in a different category with helpful things. Amen. When we get holy, praise God, because He's holy, and then, praise God, we begin to get help because He's the helpful one. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, the world ain't a-getting this. We're in absolute turmoil today. These people are totally in delusion, and they can't figure out why. Amen. There was a fellow this week went into a school and went in there and started asking people about their faith. And when they stand up and they said they was Christian, he said, well, you got about 2 seconds and you're going to see your God. And he'd shoot them in the head. Amen. And they say, well, preacher, what we need to do is get rid of the guns. No, we need to get people to God. Amen. It ain't the guns. Praise God, it's that hopelessness that people have. It's that something that's missing in our lives, praise God, that we need to be filled up with. Amen. We need a touch of God in America. And believe it or not, the last couple of days, that old crazy politician that's stirring people up, that's what he said. He said, it ain't about the guns. He said, it's about figuring out what people's are needing that makes them do crazy things. Amen. I could write them a book, praise God. Amen. I could show them the book. It's a good God of glory that they need. Amen. It's the Lord that'll make the difference. Amen. It ain't gonna matter. Hey, listen, you can make all the laws you want to make, praise God, but the people, till God gets a hold of people's heart, they're going to do sinful things. They're going to do wicked things. Amen. It's been proven. Some of the strictest gun laws is in Chicago and Washington, D.C. And they've got the highest crime. They was, 13 killed in Chicago this weekend. They don't ever say nothing about that. But it ain't about the gun breaking. It's about those people that's committing the crime. They need God. Amen. Amen. When we see our young people in turmoil, praise God, we don't need to get them messed up in this world. We don't need to give them more things to work. We need to get them to God. Amen. Hey, we're getting too much of the world. The world is everywhere. Amen. The world is literally right in our face all the time now. You can't get away from it. It's right there all the time. We're looking at it. We wonder why we come to the house of God and we can't even worship. Amen? Because we got the world right there. We can't even get away from it long enough to worship God. It's right there. Now, where you go, there it is. And we wonder why. Praise God. He said, what we need to do is just have a joyful experience in the Lord. Get rid of that mess. Man, be a servant of God instead of servant of the world. Amen. Begin to magnify and uplift the good God of glory. Get the help, praise God, that He wants to give us. And all that other stuff will just fly away. Amen. Praise God. He said all this other stuff will take care of itself. Amen. When we get right with God. Amen. Just being servants of the Lord. Holy and hopeful tonight. Man, trusting in Him. Praise God. Why? Because we want that joyful fellowship. Look what He says in verse 4. He said, how do you have that? It's kind of what Brother Andrew was singing tonight. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. So what is He talking about? Amen. He said, praise God, we can have that joyful fellowship with God. We can have that. Remember when I talked like last Wednesday night about that communion that we can have with Him? Amen. That's getting into the presence of God. That's coming to where He's at, praise God. Him coming to where we're at and communion with Him. Amen. Praise God. He said, when we get that joyful fellowship, praise God, He said, we can enter into His gates. He said, we can come into the presence of God. Amen. What do you come into the presence of God for? For fellowship. Amen. What do we come into church for? For fellowship. Amen. Fellowship with God and His people. Praise the Lord. Get in a place where we can see Him. He said, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. Amen. He said, lifting Him up, praise God, living, realizing, praise God, we're coming into the presence of a great high priest. You see, we don't have to have some man in a funny suit to go into a closet with us and confess our sins. Amen. We don't have to have some man to tell us that He'll forgive us of our sin, or we can pay so much and be forgiven. Pray God, we got a great high priest set at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for us. Amen. Praise God. He says, enter ye in to His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Praise God, we can enter in thankfully because He made provision for us to enter in. Praise God, and we can enter in with praise. Praise God, because we get the fellowship in a close proximity with God Almighty. Amen. There's no other religion in the world that has what we have. Amen. You realize that? Brother Robert, there's no other religion in the world that allows us to come into the throne of grace before holy and righteous God. I mean, just to meet with Him and sup with Him, praise God. The Bible said He's standing at the door knocking, and praise God, if we'll open unto Him, say He'll come in to us, praise God, and sup with us and up us with Him. Amen. Praise God. I'm talking about a joyful experience. When God moves in, praise God, and begins to make a difference. Amen. And we have that, the Bible tells here, that we have it continually. Praise the Lord. We enter into His gates. We have thanksgiving. We enter into His court. We praise Him. Praise God. We can do it continually. Amen. Amen. Newsflash. You realize this? Hey, we can do that. We don't have to just do this on Sunday, but we can do this all through the week. Amen. You can come in, yeah, every day. You can come into the presence of God and worship Him and praise Him and magnify Him and give Him thanks. You know, I believe we come way short of thanksgiving. I believe we probably literally do it one day a year on Thanksgiving if we remember to. Amen? But praise God, we ought to enter in every day with thanksgiving because He allows us to enter in. Amen. All we got to do is say, oh God, forgive me a sinner. Lord, I need to talk to You. I need some help. I need some encouragement. I need some staying power. I need some strength. I need some longevity. I need some strength, praise God, that I can't get around here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just enter in, Lord be God. And say, thank You, Lord, for hearing my petition. Praise Your holy name. Amen. For making me worthy. Come before the throne of grace. Bless His holy name. You say, well, preacher, how can we do all this? We can do it because of who He is. Amen. A joyful object that we have to worship and praise. And the object is none other than the Lord God of glory. He says, be thankful unto Him and bless His name. Amen. He said we can do it because of the object of our joyfulness, which is the good God of glory, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thanking Him and praising Him because He made provision for me and you. Allows us to come into the throne of grace with boldness. Amen. Praise God, for a child of God, that means it all. That means, praise God, we're forgiven of our sin. God has come back to where we're at. Praise God, we've come back to where He's at. Amen. We've got a communion and a relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amen. That means, Brother Rex, we've been reconciled to the Father. Amen. It's a joyful experience to be reconciled to the Father. Amen. Bless His holy name. His wonderful name. The wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father. Praise God. That's who it is tonight. Amen. Praise God. We have the joy of our object, the Lord and the Jesus and His name. Wonderful. Amen. The spiritual wealth that He offers us. Amen. When we were spiritual beggars, praise God. He came to where we was at when we were without, praise God. And He blessed us in abundance and pours out upon us our cart, the wheels are wobbling. Amen. Praise God. That's how we can praise Him. That's how we can worship Him. That's how we can give Him glory. Amen. And I praise the Lord. Because we know His name. Amen. Because we know who He is. Amen. And because we know who He is, then we know that we can trust in Him. Amen. Listen, you can trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You can trust in that name. Amen. Hey, that's got more clout than E.F. Hutton. Amen. You remember that commercial used to be E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens. Praise be to God. Hey, I don't tell you, there's a name that's greater than E.F. Hutton. Amen. And it's the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And Lord God, whenever He speaks, everybody ought to listen. Amen. Why? Because we're trusting in Him. Amen. He's the object of our faith. He's the object of our rejoicing. He's the object of our thanksgiving and our praise. Bless His holy name. Amen. We have a joyful experience. We have a joyful, but He also says we have a joyful testimony. Amen. In the Lord. He said, for the Lord, verse 5, He said, for the Lord is good. Amen. The Lord is good. Why? Because the Lord is love. Amen. The Lord is good because the Lord is love. It's something that's desirable. Amen. Pray God. Hey, the most important thing we can have is love. Amen. Paul said charity. Charity is the most, that's love in action. The most important thing we can have, the joyful testimony, is have love in action. And because he says, praise God. He said, for the Lord God, the Lord is good because He has love. He offers us love. Amen. And He gives us love so that we might have something desirable so we can offer it up as charity. That love in action. Amen. Not only is He good, but He said His mercy is everlasting. Amen. Now, His mercy is everlasting. So that means His mercy, praise God, His mercy, brother, it's not a fickle thing. It's not something that hits and misses when it thinks about it. Bible said, praise God, His mercy is everlasting. His mercy is constant. His mercy is consistent. Amen. His mercy, praise God, is the same day by day. But you remember when you was no lost sinner on your way to hell, praise God, should have been there. But God's mercy, praise God, was there every day.
Amen. Thank
you, Lord. Amen. Still there today. His mercy, amen. We mess up. We do things we ought to do. God ought to just take us out. But He extends mercy. Amen. It's not a fickle mercy. It's a constant, sincere mercy that He continues to give us. Your mercy every day. He gives us mercy after mercy. Grace after grace. Amen. Just pours out upon. Why? Because He's God and He's good. His mercy is everlasting. Amen. It don't wear out. It don't get old. It doesn't decay. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says it's new every morning. Amen. Praise God. Hey, God's only, He give you a new start every day. Praise the Lord. You come before the throne of grace. Amen. Ask for it. God will give it to you. Amen. He says, and His truth endureth to all generations. Now notice this truth. This truth is something that it's like His mercy. It's unchanged and it's unchangeable. Amen. The truth of God. See, that's why we stand on this blessed old King James Bible. Because it's absolute truth. Absolutely. Because it comes from the hand of God. And it ministers that it's unchanged and it's unchangeable. It never changes. Amen. How do you know? Because He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh the Father but by me. And praise God, that right there, that statement, it never changes. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you can't remember another verse of Scripture, if you can remember that one right there, Jesus said in John 14:6, praise God, it has all the answers to anything you'll ever need. Amen. Jesus said, I am the way. He said, I am the truth, and I am the life. No man cometh Father but by me. Amen. So when a Jehovah's Witness knock on your door, you say, hold on a minute before you say anything. I want to show you something. They ain't got an answer for that. Amen. So do you believe who you believe in Jesus? Oh, yeah. You believe He told the truth? Yeah. Right here it is. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh Father but by me. Say, thank you, buddy. There you go. There's your words for life. And that everlasting. Send them on down the road, praise God, all the help they'll ever need. All the Bible they'll ever need to be saved and born again. Amen. Praise God. To believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise God. His truth never changes. It stands forever, praise God. It stands forever, and it stands to all. Now listen to this. It stands to all generations. Amen. The same truth that was there for us, Brother Jeff, will be the same truth be for our children and our grandchildren and our children's children. Amen. Praise be to God. That same truth will stand forever. Amen. Amen. Praise God. It'll always be the same truth through all generations. That's why the Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, praise God, because His truth endured to all generations. I remember, praise God, when I was a young and I over at the Old Oak Grove, and people would praise God and magnify God. Amen. See, that truth is it endures to all generations, praise God. The same truth that was there is the same truth we have here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some 45 years later, praise God, in Stony Fork Baptist churches, the same truth, praise God, that they believed over at Oak Grove. Amen. The same truth, praise God, because it endures forever. Amen. We have a joyful experience in the Lord. The psalmist said in verse 1, he said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. Praise God. He said, why? Because I believe serving the Lord, loving the Lord, and the Lord loving us, praise God, is a joyful experience. Amen. And I believe because it's a joyful experience, I believe we ought to be making a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'm talking about holy hands saying, thank you, Lord God, for being so good to us. Amen. Songs of praise and admonition to God, lifting up His blessed holy name, proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ is God of all. Amen. It's a joyful experience to lift Him up. I was on the elevator yesterday morning. I went over to the hospital visiting yesterday morning early, and I was coming down on the elevator. Well, the elevator done something, Brother Rex, I've never had them do at the hospital. Usually the elevator starts to close, and if you don't hit the button from the inside, it closes. I mean, once it starts to close, but I reached over and I hit the button to open, to go down. And when I hit the button to go down, that elevator, it lacked about that much being closed, and it stopped. And it just sat there for a minute. I thought, well, this is kind of peculiar. And then it opened back up. Amen. And I stepped inside, and there was a fellow there. He'd already hit the button for number one. He was going down where I was going down. And I turned around, and I was standing like this, and he said, I'm glad to see there's a man of God here today. I said, yeah. And I said, you have some of her? He said, yeah, preacher. I said, my wife. I said, would you pray for her? Would you pray for my wife? I said, yes, sir. I said, where's she at? What's her name? And he told me, and when that elevator is going down, and we got down to the bottom, I said, what? I said, let's just pray now. Amen. I said, you want to pray now? He said, yeah. And boy, he reached and grabbed my hand. I got his hand. Praise God. And we begin to pray right there. Amen. Glory be to God. And we begin to magnify God and lift Him up. Say, Lord, God, we know we can't, but glory God, You can. Amen. You're the one that can do the healing. You're the one that can give hope. Praise God. You can lift us above our circumstance because You are God. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And boy, I tell you, that fella just about got beside himself. Amen. We went out through there. He said, thank you, thank you. Boy, said, I needed that. He said, I said, God, I need some help. His boy said, I just talked about, God, I need someone. And boy, he said, about that time, that door opened back up. Amen. I said, I just tell you, partner, I said, I've never seen one of them doors open back up after it's already about shut. Unless you hit a button. He said, I didn't hit nothing. I said, I guess God did. Amen. Because God knew you need some help. He wanted you to have a joyful experience even in your time of trial. Amen. We walked on down through there and he's telling me, he said he went to Biltmore Baptist. But his wife is going through a whole lot of turmoil, a whole lot of things. And boy said, he really need help. And as we went back down through the parlor there, he said, you know what? He said, I said, praying's believing, brother. I said, if we pray, believe, and he said, you shall receive. He said, preacher, I believe God's going to heal her. He said, I believe God's going to touch her. So I believe God's going to help her. I said, well, Jesus said, be it unto you as you believe. Amen. Boy, he went out of there and from having his head hung whole, went out there high stepping it. Glory be to God. Hey, God just reached down and dumped him out some hole. Amen. You say, preacher, what was that? Glory to God. It was a joyful experience. Amen. Praise the Lord. A joyful experience. We have a joyful experience in the Lord. Amen. Why? Because He is good. And His mercy endures forever. Praise God. And He said, because of that, He said, we make a joyful noise unto the Lord. All ye lands. He said, everybody, everywhere, ought to be praising God. Hey, listen, you young people, don't ever be ashamed to praise God. Amen. It don't matter where you're at. If you feel like praising God, just praise God. Amen. They can't do a thing about it. You say, well, preacher, they won't allow us to do that in school. They can't stop you from doing that in school just so you're not disturbing the class. Amen. You get in the lunchroom, you get to praying over your food, so, and the Holy Ghost of God touch your heart, pray, you jump up and say, whoa, glory to God. Amen. There ain't a thing wrong with that. There ain't nothing they can do about it. Why? You say, well, why would I do that? Because it was a joyful experience. Amen. Lord said that's what we need in these last days we live. We need some joyful experiences in the Lord. Amen.